வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 6th of July, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Why?
Because of a great thing to facilitate preaching. Huh? Of a great thing to facilitate preaching.
You are already preaching.
But many of the devotees
are
not so inclined to listen to a householder as to a sannyasi.
Like that to the sannyasi.
Prabhupada, when you were many years ago, you used to have me send you eucalyptus twigs from San Francisco.
Yeah.
So now that you're in America, we can easily arrange for that to be done. They can be sent. They take only one day by air.
Where from?
Well, San Francisco is the best area for eucalyptus.
So,
we have them already, Maharaj.
Huh?
I'll arrange today.
Look at thicker one. Four corner. Square.
Square, sir.
Square, yes. Style. Mm. That is good. Square and green.
And green. And as thick as the finger?
Huh?
As thick as one's finger?
No. This much. Top of the little thing. About 40 miles off, there is a place known as Gyokhali. There, the Ganges is so vast. You have seen it?
Yeah.
No.
Huh? I think so. I saw it 3 miles wide, one place where I was sailing on the Ganges. It was 3 miles wide by Mungir.
Oh, Munger. No, Munger is far up. It is near Calcutta. Oh, fall here.
Snowfall.
Very heavy snow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Very cold, too. Ice in the winter time. Becomes ice.
Become ice?
Yes. Yeah, everyone likes to go out and walk around on
it. Ice skating.
Any bird called Thunderbird?
Thunderbird? Big bird, big eagle.
Huh?
Big eagle from the United States.
No, big eagle. Thunderbird. I've seen in this
car. Or a field is called.
But actually, is there any bird called Thunderbird?
It's a legendary bird from Indian legend.
Indian legend?
The American Indians, the Red Indians. They, like sometimes their chiefs are called Chief Thunderbird. It's a popular. It's a popular name for their chiefs.
We have got an idea of Thunderbird. The bird flies in the near the cloud in expectation of water. And they are not afraid of thunder. That is called Chathak. That example is given by Rupa Goswami. The Chathak does not take water from ground. They will take water when it falls from the cloud. So, in the beginning of every cloud there is thunder. So this bird, because expecting water from the cloud is giving him thunder. But still he will not take water from them.
What connection do the Goswamis use that example to illustrate?
Example means a devotee will take mercy from Krishna, not from the material.
Okay.
Even there is thunder, Krishna does not give mercy, but puts him into difficulty. He still will not take any mercy from the material. This is it.
You are showing your mercy upon us. How do we prevent ourselves from becoming Guru Druha. We're ungrateful for the benediction you're giving us.
So, you want to be Guru Druha? That's nice.
Thank you.